The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Assessing more than enough through thanksgiving. Assessing more than enough through thanksgiving. Open your Bibles with me to Psalms 92 and verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Let's stop there. Thank you, Jesus. It is a good thing to thank God. It also means it's a bad thing not to thank God. Just words and opposites. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? It's a good thing to give thanks. It's a bad thing not to give thanks. Thanksgiving is vital for us to assess the realm of more than enough, the realm of surplus, the realm of abundance that God has in store for us this year. Thanksgiving is not only an outward show of gratitude. It's a show of gratitude that brings about, that's a reflection of what is inside. When you are thanking God outside, it's a reflection of what is inside. Thanksgiving is one of the secrets of Christians and one of the secrets of genuine believers. If you want to gain heaven's attention, give heaven appreciation. If you want to gain heaven, many in 2021 wanted heaven's attention, but they refused to appreciate, to give heaven any attention. They refused to give God appreciation, and so they did not get heaven's attention. The Bible says, enter into his gates, Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Don't not entering with complaining, not entering with murmuring, entering with thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is an attitude of gratitude to God for something he has done. Attitude of gratitude to God for something God has done. Nobody here will miss heaven's attention. I say nobody here will miss heaven's attention. Quickly this morning, why is thanksgiving necessary? Why is thanksgiving necessary at this point? Number one, it is a sign that we are not taking God for granted. Thanking God at the beginning of the year like this shows that you are not taking God for granted. Don't forget, to take God for granted is to be grounded. Thanksgiving means that we are not just taking it casual that we entered another year. Every minute people die. Every second people die. Every day people die. Every month people die. But you are alive. I'm alive. The dead cannot worship you. The dead cannot worship you. I'm alive, Lord, I worship you. I'm alive, Lord, I worship you. That's thanksgiving. You are thanking God because you know that you are alive to worship him. You are alive because he sustained you. The Bible says, I slept and I woke up because God sustained me. If God were to show you all the battles that you are fighting when you are sleeping, you'll be thanking God more. Sometime I was asleep and in a dream, just like physical, but while on the bed, somebody appeared and said, what's your problem? Why are you delivering them? and there was a battle. You can tell who survived the battle because I'm still here. Say, what's your problem? Why can't you face your own life? What's your problem? Like saying, can't you leave this person? Why are you giving yourself stress? You face your own life now. If God were to show us the battles, we will thank Him more. Number two, why is thanksgiving necessary? Thanksgiving adds color to the life and destiny of a believer. Thanksgiving adds color to the life and destiny of a Christian experience. Thanksgiving adds color to the life, to the destiny, and the Christian's experience. Thanksgiving is what adds color to our life. If you want your life to be colorful, if you want your life to be beautiful, if you want your life to be very wonderful, then the issue of thanksgiving must not be underemphasized. Many things that is only bombarding heaven that can secure heaven's attention. Many climb the mountain, 670 staircase, and come back because all the time they were there, they were just bombarding heaven with requests. No time of thanksgiving. No time of appreciation. No time to say thank you. No time to count His blessings. No time to appreciate His magnanimity. If not for God's grace, people like us will not be here. People like you will not be here. And so, thanksgiving is what adds color to our life. Number three, why is thanksgiving necessary at this time? Thanksgiving is the cheapest way to secure more than enough realm, to access more than enough realm. It's the cheapest way. If you want to use fasting and prayer, very good. If you want to use giving, very good. If you want to use helping the poor, very good. If you want to use kingdom service, very wonderful. But the cheapest way is to access more than enough realm is through thanksgiving. Thanksgiving just gives you a walkover. That is, you are fighting a battle, but you didn't need to fight because God appeared and fought for you. You were there, but you were just watching the battle while He was fighting. Exodus 14 verse 14. I will fight for you. You will hold your peace. I will be the one fighting for you. All you need is just be thanking me. And then I will give you victory cheaply. Get ready. This year, victory will be very cheap for you. You will not exert so much energy. In that business, you will not exert so much energy. In that career, you will not exert so much energy. Your promotion will be pam, 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 pam. You'll just be very rapid and sporadic. In the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving is the cheapest way to access more than enough realm. Number four. Why is Thanksgiving necessary at this time? To access multiplication. Thanksgiving is the way to multiplication. Anything you don't thank God for cannot multiply. Anything you don't thank God for cannot multiply. In John chapter 6 and in verse 11 particularly, Jesus thanked God and Jesus took the loaves, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And when He had taken and when He had given thanks, that was the secret. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 men, excluding men and women, excluding women and children. And the Bible says, He distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would. If you can go to verse 12, please. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, they gathered when they were filled. He said unto His disciples, gather up fragments that were remaining that none be lost. They ate, and they still had basket extra. What did Jesus do? He did not do any gymnastics. All He did was, Father, thank you for this. He didn't say, what's this? This small thing. Is this where I should be by now? Many people, they gave testimony of marriage, of children, of houses. What did He give me? I can't give myself stress. He didn't do that. He just said, Father, I thank you for this. I appreciate you. A whole 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. A whole, even some people who might not even have up to 5, they have just 1. I have 5 loaves. And God said, okay, you got me on this. And he multiplied it, and there were 12 baskets extra after they had finished the distribution. The reason why many are not multiplying and things are not increasing is because they are not thanksgivers. They are not thanking God. If you want things to multiply in your hand, if you want your business to multiply this year, let thanksgiving be your watchword. For anything to multiply, thanksgiving must be done well. It must be done well. You must see that God has done you well. He has done me well. He has done me well. He has done me well. Jesus. He has done me well. He has done me well. He has done me well. Jesus. It must be done well. Once it is done well, you will multiply. Once thanksgiving is done well, it must not be done psychedelically with your hands in your pocket and let the small boys be dancing. Let those people just be doing their own thing. Let them, you see, I'm a big man. I'm a big woman. There's nothing like that when it comes to thanksgiving. It must be done well. Then multiplication will follow. Get ready. God will multiply us this year. God will multiply us this year. Say a louder amen. Why must we thank? Why is thanksgiving necessary at this time? Number 5, to access miracles. John chapter 11, verse 41 to 44. There's a story there of a man called Lazarus. The Bible says, and he took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. That was Lazarus. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee. And this thanksgiving is an amazing thing. A dead person, not one day, not 2 days, a dead person, and all you can say is, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of these people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And in verse 44, the Bible says, he that was dead came forth. He cannot reject thanksgiving. You can't say no to thanksgiving. Dead cannot resist thanksgiving. But he was bound, his hand was bound, and his foot with grave clothes. His face was bound with napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him. Let him go. He's free. Thanksgiving has loosed him. Everything that is dead in your life today, via the thanksgiving of this morning, they are coming back to life. I said they are coming back to life. I said they are coming back to life. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You see, a lot of times when we are thanking God, people think that maybe we are just, it's just because we know the power it carries. We know what thanksgiving has done. If you are faced with the stiffest opposition, the stiffest problem, thank God, you will see what will happen. When things are very tough, wipe your tears. Get your tambourine. Begin to sing. Begin to worship him. Begin to adore him. If you cannot sing very well, get songs that you can play. Dance along with it. You are free. Somebody is free here this morning. Somebody is free here this morning. Somebody is free here this morning. Number 6. Why is thanksgiving necessary? For a change of position. For your position to change, you must thank God. For your position to change, you must thank God. Many desire a change of position, but they don't know what to do. How many of us desire a change of position? You want God to lift you this year. He will lift you in Jesus' name. If your desire is a change of position, thanksgiving is what you need. There is nothing God cannot do once he sees a thanksgiver. There is no position God cannot lift you to if he sees that you are a thanksgiver. In Numbers chapter 11, Numbers 11, the Bible says God gave the children of Israel, he gave them manna, free manna, just gave it to them. And they started complaining, verse 33 particularly. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, they were eating manna, and the flesh was within their teeth. The wrath of God came upon them. Why? They were complaining. What kind of thing is this? How can you give us manna? You can't give us flesh. You can't give us cow meat. You can't give us fresh fish. You can't give us. He's giving you something that you didn't qualify for. You cannot thank him for that first. Before you not say, Baba, Daddy, please, sir, I will appreciate if you can give me more. You not say, what did he even do for me? What's he? Because of that, they did not change from eating manna for 40 years. They ate the same meal for 40 years. Their position did not change. Are you telling me God doesn't have different food he can bring down? He can bring down any food. He can bring down chicken. We are fasting. I don't want to mention too much of food. Because some people, even the mere hearing food, their stomach is begging. This morning, somebody was cracking a joke with me. He said, one of our sons here, he said, anytime I remember that 12 days of empowerment is coming, I order for a plate of rice. I order for more plates of rice. Immediately, I remember that, fasting will soon start. I order for, say, please, I enter the kitchen. Let me eat more. Praise God. They could not change position simply because of their lifestyle. What was their lifestyle? Murmuring, complaining. They started desiring cucumber. I can't imagine how somebody would be desiring what you were eating before when you were a slave. Now that you are free. They started desiring cucumber and the food they used to take in Egypt. They gave us the food we used to take. We used to take orange. We used to take cucumber. We used to take this and that. God said, I didn't do anything. I'm sorry. I didn't know that you want to go back to that place where I brought you out from. I pray for somebody here today. The state you used to be before, that ugly state, you never go back there. That ugly state that you used to be before, you never go back there. You will never suffer retrogression. You will suffer progression. You will enjoy progression. You will never suffer retrogression. Retrogression means backwardness. One step forward, 10 steps backward. That will never be your portion. It is lack of thanksgiving that moves people backward. Anything God has done for you, listen to me, if you are in a one-bedroom flat, thank God for it. One bedroom, thank God for it. It will move you to a flat. If you are in a two-bedroom flat, thank God for it. It will move you to three-bedroom. If you are in a three-bedroom, it will move you from there and build a house for you. From that house, it will build you duplex and build you many more. But when you are in a small place, imagine, see my old house. This place is just is just like a pantry. It's like a pig hole. You know pig hole? How can I be in a place like this? God said, Wakwembe. You know Wakwembe? You will stay there for long. I pray for somebody here this morning, you will not make that mistake. Examples of those who assess more than enough through thanksgiving. Number one is Paul. Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was a benefactor of more than enough blessing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Apostle Paul was a thanksgiver. No wonder he was a blessed man. He was not there when Jesus was there as an apostle. He came after, but he was the most relevant because of thanksgiving. He was constantly thanking God. He says in everything, thank you, Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, Philippians 4 verse 6, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. as the fasting commences, don't bombard heaven with a murmuring heart. Don't go to heaven. Don't communicate with heaven with a murmuring spirit. Let your heart be grateful. Let your heart be thankful. And then you will see more. Somebody say, I will see more. Somebody say, I will see more. Another example of somebody who actually assessed the best of heaven through thanksgiving is Miriam, or the children of Israel, or the women around in the children of Israel at that time. They actually thank God and He paid off for them. I pray for somebody here this morning that as you thank God, it will become your lifestyle in the name of Jesus. The third example is the one leper in Luke 17, verse 12 to 19. Luke 17, verse 12 to 19. The Bible says, only one leper came back to thank God. There were 10 of them. You read that story very well. Others did not return. Only one. When he saw that he was healed, he returned back and he got more. He got more. Just like Apostle Paul got more, the one leper got more. The Bible says his own was a situation of perfection. Jesus perfected all that concerned him. We go to verse number 17. He perfected all that. And Jesus answering, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They were not found that were returned to give glory to God, save this stranger, that's the Samaritan. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, that faith had made thee whole. He got more than the others because he was the only person that returned to thank him. May you be that one person that will return to thank God today in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, as I round up, what makes thanksgiving produce? What makes thanksgiving produce? What will make your thanksgiving to produce? Give us a few points under that. Then we'll go to thank God this morning. Number one is acknowledgement of God's past blessings. I'm acknowledging you for who you are, for what you've done in my life. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Dance like you read. That's acknowledgement. You must learn to acknowledge God's blessing in the past to get your present needs met. If you want your needs to be met in 2022, acknowledge God. That's how to do it. Keep acknowledging Him. All these songs, they are not prepared for. You can check the outline. There's no, it's just coming out of acknowledgement. It's not a pre-planned song. You must learn to acknowledge Him, and then He will do more. Number two, what makes thanksgiving produce? Give thanks for what He is doing now to compel Him to complete what is ongoing. Give thanks if you want your thanksgiving to produce. Give thanks for what God is doing now. The first one is thanking for what He has done in the past. The second one is what He's doing now. Is there anything God is doing in your life now? Eh? Do you know ability to sit down like this? It's by God's grace. Some people cannot sit down. They must lie down. Some people cannot stand like this. They cannot stand like this. The day before the day of the crossover night, on the morning as I woke up, to thank God, did about 2.5 hours of praise and thanks to God. I just noticed pain in my back, like I wasn't able to stand very well. And I know that it was because I stretched overly during the week and all that. And I began to appreciate being able to stand for long. It just dawned on me that some people will just have this kind of pain and then they cannot stand straight. From there is wheelchair. From there, they are confining them. Before you know, wonderful doctors give the person, give that thing one big name like this. Praise the Lord. God is good. Acknowledge Him for what He's doing now. Is it healing? Somebody came in here with terrible headache, migraine, and as the declaration went on, there's something going on now. Somebody is here, maybe your family member was sick at the crossover, and then that's how to acknowledge Him now. Keep doing that, then He will do more for you. Somebody is here, God will do more for you. Somebody is here, God will do more for you. Number three, what makes thanksgiving produce? Give thanks for what He's doing. Number three, thank Him from the depth of your heart. Thank Him from the... Don't thank Him on a peripheral scale. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Let your heart be involved. Awa gbe oga olorun wa. Awa fori wa ba lefu o. Ti aye. Looks at the heart. He looks at the heart. So let your thanks come from your heart and let heaven see it. Number four, what makes thanksgiving to produce? Be danceful. Be danceful. That is, let dancing acknowledge be part of your thanksgiving. Let dancing be part of your thanksgiving. Dancing is vital when we talk about thanksgiving. In Exodus 15 and verse 20, talking about Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, the Bible says she took the timbrel in her hand, and then she gathered other women, and they went with the timbrel and with dances. Miriam, sister of Aaron, with other women. They started dancing. They started acknowledging God. Ijo le mi o ma jo. Erin le mi o ma rin. Olugba lati da mi lare. Alleluia. So keep dancing. This year you'll be dancing throughout. I say you have cause to dance throughout. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will not be tired of dancing. I say you will not be tired of dancing. You will not be tired of dancing because there will be a reason to dance. I say there will be a reason to dance. Over that business, there will be a reason to dance. Over your children, there will be a reason to dance. Say a louder amen. That daughter of God said, her husband went out with Okada and there was an accident. I think on 30th or 31st or so, and there was an accident. Somebody crushed the Okada and he just jumped off, and the Okada man was crushed, went unconscious, eventually died. And then I saw him here. He was bouncing. Have you seen basketball before? He was bouncing like basketball on 31st here. And he's probably here again here this morning. Safe and sound and alive. I mean, two people, the same situation, the same Okada. One person exited, one person is alive. Isn't this God amazing? Isn't this God amazing? Isn't this God amazing? Isn't this God that is an amazing God? It's just too amazing. Same, not that they are following themselves, the same place. No scratch. is there, nose is there, his mouth is still there to be able to eat good food and to ensure that he speaks the right word. Somebody say amen. What were you thinking? I was going to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, God is good. Let me give us one more, then we close. Number five. Why is thanksgiving necessary to give? What makes thanksgiving produce? Number one is what? Acknowledgement of God's past blessings. Number two, to give thanks for what he's doing now. Number three, thanks from the depth of your heart. Number four, be thankful. Number five, to give him offering. Must give him an offering. What makes thanksgiving produce is give him an offering. Don't just come empty-handed. Luke 6 verse 38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over shall men give unto you. Keep giving. Keep giving. Keep giving. Nobody can access the realm of more than enough if he's not a giver. As we are saying more than enough, it's only those who are ready to give their time, to give their resources, who we assess this realm. And I pray that the giving grace is coming on everyone afresh this morning in Jesus' name. I say it's coming afresh this morning in Jesus' name. Somebody quite close to me came to see me in the office here this week and was telling me of another friend of ours that built 3 churches for God this year. He's not a pastor. Each one, $25 million each. He's just a member of a church. And he built 3 churches in that church. $25 million each for God in 1 year. That's $75 million. If he enters here now, you don't know he's here. Only those who are ready to give can assess the realm of more than enough. And that same last year, he also bought a bus for the church. Same church. So if you are ready to give to God, he's ready to bless you. The guy was telling me, he said, we are all on the same level before. He said, but sir, this guy has gone. God has lifted him. He saw his heart. He stretched his hand towards God. His life changed. Somebody's life here will change. Somebody's life here will change. Your own testimony will be greater than that person. Your own testimony will be greater than that person. Somebody say a loud amen. He's probably in the usher in his church this morning, or he's in the security this morning, the pastor I'm talking about. He's not a pastor. He's not even among the... He's just a worker dedicated to God. Pray for you this morning, your level must change. I say your level must change in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.